We are back at the Topgolf in Alpharetta. They've got a charity event going on tonight with the Atlanta Falcons' Kyle Pitts. And speaking of the Falcons and speaking of football in general, I'm joined by Rennie Curran,
yes, sir,
former linebacker with the Georgia Bulldogs. And Rennie, you're now in the business world. Tell us what you're up to these days.
Yeah, so since retiring from football, I transitioned into leadership development. So I'm a keynote speaker. I speak on leadership, teamwork, and performance. And then outside of that, I also do executive coaching. So I work with a lot of executives and entrepreneurs, helping them with everything from personal development to personal branding and, of course, public speaking as well.
You don't just talk the talk, you walk the walk. I mean, you came in, you know, people said you weren't big enough to play and things like that, but you put in the hard work, and it shows that no matter what the odds are against you, if you believe in yourself, you can do just about anything, right?
That's it, man. It really was a lot of hard work, and it taught me a lot of principles that I now use as a speaker, as a executive coach as well, man, that it's about how you approach things. It starts with your mindset, but it starts also goes along with those day-to-day routines, those habits, the people you surround yourself with, all those little things. One of the things that being an athlete taught me, and you see it now, man, that it's the little things that make the biggest difference, especially when you get to that highest level, when you want to be a high performer, when you want to be a leader in anything, not just sports, but anywhere in business. It's about the little details and then what you're doing when nobody's watching. That's one of the things that I learned. In the dark, man, the work that you put in the dark, it really, really multiplies and it accelerates you. And then, of course, having the right team around you.
You've had great coaches over the years, so you've picked up a lot of input from them. Did you have a lot of that already inside you, though?
I did. I had the intangibles. I definitely believe that all good things start from home. Had amazing parents who gave me great values, everything from work ethic, faith, being selfless, humility, all those things. But the coaching just added onto it in terms of that day-to-day accountability, which we all need.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing about it when I think about being an athlete was how every day we had that visual accountability, which means you got that film following you around. You can't lie. You know, you can say, oh, I didn't do this, but that coach is just going to run that tape back. And I always tell people when I go out and speak, I'm like, hey, imagine if you had a camera crew that followed you around. You know, what would that look like in terms of that film that you put on every day? Would you be able to say, hey, I didn't do this? Or, you know, would you have a good report? So it's an interesting thing and something that I genuinely believe in, man. When you have that consistent accountability on a daily basis, it makes a big difference.
I like that a lot. I assume when you're talking to groups and you're working with businesses, you probably bring in a lot of sports analogies.
Oh, yeah.
What's one of your favorites?
Man, 100%. One of the principles that I talk about is winning the game before the game. So it's all the things that you're doing before those big meetings, before the clients, before, you know, the year starts. That's how you create predictable success.
It's almost like you know what play they're going to run before they run it.
Exactly. Your ability to anticipate in this day and age with the rate of change in different industries, you got disruptive technology, you have to think in that mindset, you know, being proactive, not reactive. And so those are some of the things that I talk about that directly correlate with sports. You know, we didn't wait until Saturday or Sunday came to start preparing for our games and getting in the right mindset, establishing the right habits, preparing the right way. These things were established, man, months before. You know, our strategy was already established. The type of year we wanted to have was already established, so all those things apply to the business world.
What's the website, Rennie, that people can find out more if they want to hire you out?
For sure. The website, and I appreciate that, man. It's RennieCurran.com. It's my name. It's simple. RennieCurran.com. And on there, you'll find more videos about the speeches that I do, the coaching that I do as well for any entrepreneurs, executives out there who also want that coaching and to get to that highest level.
We're at the nonprofit event tonight with Kyle Pitts of the Atlanta Falcons. What have you been up to tonight?
Oh, man, just mixing and networking, man. I'm really big on relationship building, and I love coming to events like this because you meet people who are not only operating at a high level, but they're good people as well. Got good values, man, and so I've been able to meet some really, really good people from some great companies, man. And Atlanta's small, so you see a lot of the same people as well, too, when you come to events like this. So I ran into my man, Eric Zier. I actually ran into my former teammate's dad, Brandon Cattu, who was a kicker for Georgia. Yeah, his dad was here. So, yeah, several just good people that I haven't seen in a while or was connected to and I didn't even know.
Sort of that Bulldog family, isn't it?
I mean,
everyone stays in touch.
Oh, 100%, man. It's a special thing to be a part of. My first game as a Bulldog was at 10 years old, my little league coach took me out. He had tickets to the 50-yard line, on the 50-yard line, and was a dream at that point. And, you know, to go from that, being that 10-year-old kid with a dream, to now being on the other side of it and being a part of a brotherhood, it's something that's really special. And the Bulldog Nation is amazing.
All right, Rennie, if you got time for one football question.
Sure.
From one Bulldog to another, what's going on with Georgia this year?
Man, in one word, it's leadership. You can have all the talent in the world, all the five stars, but if there's not player-to-player, peer-to-peer leadership, you're going to see those cracks and those chinks in the armor, and I think that's what you're seeing now. We got all the talent, right? The teams that Kirby has put together have been solid, man, but one thing that's been a recurring theme is you can always think back to those national championship teams, and you can point out the alpha dogs, the guys who, when things weren't going well, they rallied the troops, they brought everybody together, they locked in, and I think we're missing that this year. We got some leaders, but not those guys who are going to grab guys by the chin strap and be like, hey, let's Evan go. Like, we don't really have that dog mentality that we need to have, man, not across the board. So,
right, and when we're talking about leadership, we're not talking about the coaches, we're talking about within the
talking
players.
Talking about players, exactly. It can't just be Kirby, and Kirby does an amazing job, man. He goes hard, he stays after these guys, but it's got to be player-driven.
He's not the one making the tackles.
Exactly.
He's not the one throwing the ball.
Yep. So guys drop a ball, nobody's in his face. You know, a guy blows a play or, you know, things like that. You got to have that accountability player-to-player and those guys that really, really genuinely care about each other. Those were the best teams that I played on when we were in each other's space, but we knew that we loved each other. We cared about each other. We wanted to see each other win, and I think they're going to hopefully get there before the end of the season. I mean, they got to do it now, though. This is the time of the season where you got to have that gel and that bond, and that's one of the things that you build in the offseason.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know what it is, but that's what I believe is missing.
All right, last question for you. Where do you see yourself in 5 years, 10 years from now?
Continue to do what I do at an even higher level. I definitely want to recreate myself. So those who are former athletes, those who are business leaders who are passionate about leadership development, passionate about making an impact, also making an income, being able to teach them the principles and the systems that I have acquired and things like that. So similar to like a John Maxwell, being the Black John Maxwell, that's my goal.
And the website again is?
Is RennieKern.com. So it's my name, man. I look forward to anybody listening to connecting with you and helping you reach that next level.
Thank you, Rennie. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.